floating on a magic carpet, inside our psychedelic cloud of patterns. The holy modal rounders' music playing as we flew past Saturn. We went that day further and higher than we had ever gone before. Then we started our re-entry like hallucinating meteorites flying in the door. The group was known for its unconventional lifestyle and bizarre thoughts. We pushed the spaces of the mind like brave and courageous astronauts. Not one of us knew the meaning of fear or said the words, "No way." All was possible, and we woke up happy, looking forward to another day. Mind-altering experimentation. Each one was learning a lot as we went. Every day, a new adventure, just to find our next meal or pay the rent. We unhooked all chains that could have been used to hold us back. And on a whim with a friend, I painted our rented house in stripes of white and black. Making music was our love and passion. We fervently rehearsed it night and day. Our charisma could not be denied. Everyone saw we all had that yo no sé qué. The neighbors, a family of immigrants with no papers, never called the cops. Our house attracted rich and poor, and out of curiosity, became a tourist stop. On Santa Monica Boulevard, right down from the fire station, was our home. We had two little squirrel monkeys running loose, untrained and free to roam. We all young and made runs to the liquor store for Cokes and junk food snacks. If we trusted you, we might share a little something we always kept out back. I was the only girl in the group and weekly scored 2 pounds of chicken livers. I'd talk and flirt with a local butcher down the street to see what he might deliver. I cooked them up with rice and seasonings and spice, and five could eat weekly once a day. I also held a job as a movie cashier at $2 an hour. I'd treat to go out to eat and pay. We almost made it big, but then we didn't. Destiny is a thing that you can't change. For political reasons and bad luck timing, the last step to signing was never arranged. At the top of our high life, we recorded 2 songs that proved we were really good. And today, 4 out of 5 are still alive with our demos and our memories of the rock and roll 60s in Hollywood.